Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mush.fm 89.6. Today we have another gossip show. Gossip, gossip, gossip. You know that I love gossip shows if you know me. Hello, I am your host, Maria, and I love doing gossip shows, and today it will be another gossip show, and it's going to be really interesting. I am alone in the studio, I have to say. No one is with me, but I love this topic so much that I wanted to do a podcast on it, and I know that this is my last month here in Mushtarhas, so I'm just going to take advantage of that. And I thought about doing a podcast about fan fiction, and specifically about fan fiction adaptations. So, okay, first of all, I'm gonna tell you exactly what fanfiction is, because maybe some people don't know what it is, which is fine. For me, I've done a lot of podcasts on things like this, for example, Fifth Harmony or other types of fandom. So I am very aware of the existence of fanfictions. I have read some. But for those of you who might not know what fanfiction is, it's essentially fiction written by a fan of something, and it features characters from a particular TV series, film, or just like famous people, for example. And they are usually found in this platform called Wattpad. I mean, at least in the beginning, there are a lot of platforms where you can find fanfiction, but I think Wattpad is the most famous, and also they have their own production studio right now. Like, they produce and do their own films. So, like, it's taken a step ahead for sure. Like, it's not just fanfiction anymore. It's not just, like, girls in the room writing stories of their favorite celebrities and then people reading them. It's just, like, so much bigger now. So I want to talk specifically about this phenomenon of when a fanfiction is based on something else, because usually that's what it is by definition. But I mean, like, when it's based on something and then it's made into a movie or like a series of books, like they publish them for real, like it's not just on a platform. And I thought that that was really interesting. So that's why I want to cover this topic today. So now we know the definition of fanfiction. Now we know more or less what it is, like where it comes from. But yeah, also, what reputation does it have? Like, what do people think of this fanfiction thing? Well, I have to say that a lot of people think fanfiction is just cringe because they associate the term fanfiction and what it is with what I said before, like teenage girls that write this type of stories, like, oh, I met Harry Styles. Oh, I met Chris Evans, and now we're in love and have three kids. So they associate with just like cringe culture and something that is just like, you know, people should be ashamed of because it's like not dirty, but like, you know, it's not something you should be proud of. I mean, I will talk about this later, about my opinion on fanfiction, but this is more or less like the reputation it has for like the average reader or the average person that may be in a fandom, may not be in a fandom. And also to highlight the fanfiction term, I wanted to explain why fanfictions are written. Basically, the reason that they are written is because there is an unfinished story, or maybe some people don't like the ending of some couple in a TV show, or they want to make a couple canon, which means a couple is together. For example, if in a show two characters are not together in the end, they will say, okay, I will write a story where these two people will be together and I will create the universe, I will create, maybe the characters are the same, they have the same characteristics, the same jobs, maybe not, maybe it's a different reality, but they're like, okay, now they can be together and now I can enjoy what I wanted to enjoy, but the show or the movie didn't give to me. So I will make it by myself, you know, and people will enjoy it because maybe they also wanted to see that couple represented in that movie or that TV show, but they didn't get to because the screenwriters were just like, yeah, no, we didn't decide to do that, so it's not a thing. So I think that's maybe very interesting. I've seen this a lot of times where maybe a character maybe dies and the fans are like, yeah, I don't want this character to die, so I'm going to create a different universe where this character is alive and has a love interest that I enjoy also or that I want to see with. And yeah, that's usually what I've seen. And now there are different types of fanfiction. It's not just, you know, the typical, I mean, it can be the typical just like a girl that meets Harry Styles and have a summer of romance. It can be. But usually there are like two types of fanfiction mostly. The first type is alternate universe. It is called also AU. And this is basically characters that come from fantasy worlds or that come from, yeah, the science fiction worlds. But they, in this universe, they don't have powers. They just belong to the normal, regular world. For example, Harry Potter. You can say, okay, in this alternate universe, Harry Potter is gonna meet Draco Malfoy because it's a very typical ship. People ship them a lot. So it's like, yeah, they're gonna meet at a cafe and they're gonna start this friendship and they're gonna be, for example, academic rivals or whatever of these tropes that are everywhere. So yeah, it's like taking a character that is from this world and making it normal, let's say, to instead of have this problem of, oh, I have to defeat this evil force or else the world will be destroyed. It's just like, I need to get through all my exams. You know, it's like very different and more normal and it's like more chill. And you can focus actually on something like the romance instead of focusing on world building or focusing on other things, which I think it's something smart to do because you're actually like taking care of the characters and whatever you want to do with them instead of like this great world building that needs to be done. So for this reason, I think fanfiction in this case is a clever idea. And then we have the other type of fanfiction, which is the real person fic. So basically what I've said about Harry Styles and about like other people, it's a real person, usually a famous person, who falls in love with someone in real life. And it's usually like the famous person and a fan. And maybe the fan is this quirky girl who doesn't care about the celebrity, like Starstruck or something, that movie from Disney Channel. Or it can be something like, yeah, I've been in love with him my whole life. I've been a fan of him and now he's paying attention to me because I met him. It can be anyone. It can be One Direction. It can be like from Twilight, Edward Cullen. It can be anyone that is remotely famous and that people like. It can be that person, and it's usually like either this quirky girl who represents the fandom, the entire fandom, because girls like usually relate to this person a lot, or it could be like this you. Just the story is written like Harry Styles waves at you. So it's like, yeah, it's like you're reading it as if you're the character, which is this genre of real person fic, which is funny to me because it's like, yeah, Harry Styles looks at you and he says hi to you. And it's like, okay, it's like, I don't know, it's funny, but people like it. People enjoy it because it has a lot of views. People read a lot of that type of fan fiction. And all of this has caused these fan fictions to become real, to become movies, to become books, because people really enjoy them. And now let's go to more examples. But first, before we go to the actual examples that I want to talk about, I want to mention just briefly, because I think it's interesting, that some people were saying that The Mortal Instruments by Cassandra Clare. The Mortal Instruments is a series of books about this girl whose name is Clary, and she's found herself in this world where she finds that shadow hunters are real, which are hunters that kill demons, basically. And people were saying that it was basically like a Harry Potter fan fiction. But Cassandra Clare, the author, she has denied all of these theories and she has said that it's not, because previously she did write fanfiction about Harry Potter. And I just wanted to mention this because a lot of people like say that this is the beginning of the fanfic era or whatever you can call it, but she has denied it. So I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting only to mention it. So yeah, let's go to the examples that I want to talk about. But first, let's go to our first musical break. See you in a bit.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down, bang, bang, I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Okay, and we're back. Now we can talk about the examples. I am very excited. So we're going to talk about books and movies that are fanfic adaptations. The first one I want to talk about is the infamous, infamous 50 Shades of Grey. So, okay, a lot of people actually don't know that 50 Shades of Grey is a fanfiction. Like, a lot of people were surprised. And I don't know, like, when I realized, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Because it is a fanfiction of Twilight. And a lot of people did not know this. And it's very funny to me because I was a Twilight fan. Like, I read all the books, I saw, and I watched all the movies. But I mean, 50 Shades of Grey is not my thing. Like, for people who like this book, like, I don't judge you at all, but it's just not my thing. But when I found out that it was a Twilight fanfiction, I was like, no, it cannot be. But then you realize it is, like, we follow this woman whose name is Anastasia, Anna. It's like, Bella, Isabella, but her name is Bella. Like, shorting the same way is, like, funny to me. And then she finds this guy who is very rich, very successful, like a CEO, and he's Edward. Like, Christian is actually Edward Cullen. So that's funny. And then we have all the characters, like we have Jacob also, like he's a character in 50 Shades of Grey. And instead of being this romance with vampires and supernatural things, it's just like this erotic fiction. And it sold so many books and they got like plus $2 billion out of the movies. Like they were super successful. And it's because of a Twilight fic. Like it's just very funny to me that like a Twilight fanfiction that could have started anywhere, like on Wattpad or any platform, got to be books, and then these books went to the big screen and they are super successful. Then the next one I want to talk about is After. After is just like, yeah, the movies are like out and they keep coming out. They're never stopping. After is basically a Harry Styles fanfiction. Like, it is a One Direction fanfiction because all the members of One Direction are in this book. But the main love interest is Harry Styles. And it's really funny to me. Like, the plot and just everything is just amazing. This is the story of Tessa. She's a girl who goes to college because she wants to study literature or something like that, I believe. She likes writing and reading. And she goes to this university and she meets Harding Scott. The funny thing, they had to change the names because legally they cannot have the same names. So Harry Styles is Harding Scott. And also they have like Landon and Nate instead of like Liam and Niall. But like they changed the names, which is also like common. I think I've seen other people like writing fanfiction about their favorite artists or whatever. And then when they had to publish it, they had to change the names because legally like they cannot publish that. So yeah, so this girl goes to university, she meets this guy, but this guy, what she doesn't know is that his friends make a bet with him and he has to make her fall in love. I don't know if it's fall in love or like being intimate with her. I don't really know which one it is. I think it's falling in love, or like in the book is one and in the movie is another one, because you know that in the adaptations they change a lot of things. So she doesn't know that all this romance is happening because of that, and then they have a fight. You know, you can imagine the plot, like it's not something original. It has happened a lot of times. But the thing is that it is something that people just love, because why do they love this? That's a good question. Like, why do they love this fanfiction? Why do they love After? I mean, probably people like the idea of this romance, like of Harry Styles. The actors are attractive. So maybe that's what they like. Although his character is not good. Like Harding is not good at all. He is a bad character because he's very violent and I don't know. He's a very bad person. Like, he's not someone that you are like, oh yeah, I should fall in love with him because he has all of these qualities. No, he's generally a bad person. He doesn't know how to control his temper. He is very toxic. It's not a good relationship. And it's also not only my point of view. Like, if you watch this movie objectively, you can see that this relationship is not healthy, which is not good for the teenagers who are watching this, and maybe they are not taking into account that he's a bad person. But I mean, if you want to learn how not to be in a relationship, it is a good movie if you watch it with, like, objectively. But I mean, yeah, like, it is marketed to young women, and yeah, it's supposed to be normal and good, but as I said, it's not good. And these after, they're movies, but they come from books, obviously, and there were 12 million copies sold. So it is a very famous series of books. Like, people love it. Yeah, I just think that it's very dangerous to have this many books and people not to think about this issue. But there are some people who have trashed the movie and have broken it down to its core. So I think that people maybe have watched those videos of people just saying, yeah, this is not healthy. So I have hope for the future. But I mean, yeah, they just keep releasing movies and the plot is just getting... It's a plot. Like, it doesn't have really much story, really, because they just fight, then they have an intimate moment, and then they fight again. It's like they're never happy in this relationship. So yeah, it's like very interesting to me that a relationship like that has gathered so much attention. And I mean, obviously a lot of people have been in toxic relationships, so I can understand that people might relate to that, because yeah, it is a quite common thing, so it doesn't surprise me as much. And now let's go to our next musical break.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning. No kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you.
Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
And okay, we're back from the musical break, and now I want to talk about another fanfiction that has actually been published. So this book is called The Love Hypothesis, and it is a Star Wars fanfiction that tells the story of Rey and Kylo Ren from the Star Wars movie, the last three that were made, and they are the alternate universe trope. So they are not Jedis, they are not anything, they're just normal people. And it's about, yeah, this girl whose name is Olive, and she's Rey, of course, and she is a scientist. She's going to get her PhD, and she is good at her job, like everything is good, but she doesn't have a man, which is very important. But I mean, for a romantic comedy, like for a romantic book, it's all you can ask for, really. So she requires proof that she can date people and stuff. So she decides to kiss the first man she sees. And this man is, of course, Kylo Ren. It's like the version of him. Like, they are supposed to be exactly like the actors. Like, they look the same. Yeah, it's like this grumpy guy and she's like this quirky girl. I mean, in this case, I think it's good that they made a fanfiction about this, because I think the story, the original story, it's not that good with this romance. But if they can change a few things, I think it could be like a good fanfiction and people can enjoy it. I have read reviews of people, and I think most of them are satisfied with this fanfiction, like with this book. Like, people like this romance and they like the way they did it and the academic rivals thing. I think that they like it, and I think it's probably better than the Star Wars movies, because I don't think anyone should ship that. I don't think it's a good ship. I don't know. But if it's like what I said in the beginning of this show, if it's a ship, a pairing of two people that don't make much sense in the original show or in the original movies, they can transform that and make it into something that makes sense and make it into something that people are going to enjoy more. So in this case, I think it's a good use of the fanfiction, and I think that this one is particularly good. I think the author is writing another book or has written another book, so she's still doing this fanfiction thing. And the next one we have is also very interesting because it's a fanfiction that comes out of a book, and I will explain this. So I am talking about Carry On by Raymond Rowell. She wrote a book called Fangirl. And so on Fangirl, there is a woman, like the main character writes fan fiction. Yeah, we see the story of this main character that likes to write fan fiction. But then actually, the author wrote the fan fiction that this character was writing. I know it can be a little bit difficult to grasp at first, because it's like, what? But yeah, so she basically, like, this character was writing fan fiction about Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy. And so she had, like, different names and stuff. His name was, instead of Harry Potter, it was Simon Snow. And she made fanfiction about them in, like, also a magic school. But then the author, like Rainbow Rowell, decided to, like, take this fanfiction that the character wrote, quote-unquote, and make the actual, like, fanfiction as a book. Yeah, it's basically like the story of this Simon Snow, who is supposed to be Harry Potter. And the story is that he just wants to relax and savor his last year at the Watford School of Magics. So it's like the same, it's like Hogwarts, but it's like another name for the school. His girlfriend broke up with him, his best friend is a pest, and his mentor keeps trying to hide him away in the mountains where maybe he'll be safe. Simon can't even enjoy the fact that his roommate and longtime nemesis is missing, because he can't stop worrying about the evil git. Plus, there are ghosts and vampires and actual things trying to shut Simon down. And then it says, like, the logline is like, when you're the most powerful magician the world has ever known, you never get to relax and savor anything. So it's like funny, you know, it's like Harry Potter not wanting to be the chosen one and falling in love with his nemesis. You know, it's like fun, romantic, not like very hard. You know, it's something that is actually plausible, so I understand why people would want to read that. And there are a lot of, like I said in the beginning, there are a lot of people who ship Draco and Harry, like a lot of them. So these books were actually very successful, and they're still, like, I think there are like two or three of them. And yeah, I think it's also like a creative way to to like make a fan fiction out of a book that you actually wrote, that this girl was writing fan fiction, and then you bring that fan fiction into light and it's like a fan fiction of Harry Potter. It's genius, really. Like, but it's like funny because like it's not just like after. No, it's like a universe inside of a universe. You know, it's like meta. So I think it's very interesting, and it's another way of fanfic adaptation. And now let's go to our last musical break. Okay, so we're back. And now, as conclusion, I want to say a lot of things about these fanfic adaptations, because there are bad things, there are good things. But, I mean, if we start with the good, I think that they sell a lot. For example, we've seen like Fifty Shades of Grey, After, And the problem is that sometimes they're not good because of, I mean, I rambled about it about like after why it's not good already. Yeah, because fan fiction can be good or bad in this sense, because maybe some writers are good at what they do. Like they are good writers and they come up with great stories. And sometimes the quality is not good because there's not an editor behind these writers. Yeah, so the quality is not that good. But at the same time, it's like what I said before, like they are easy to read. Like someone who reads fan fiction doesn't need to be an avid reader. It doesn't need to be a person who reads usually. It can just be something that you pick up from time to time. And it's just easy to read. It's just like a love story or like, yeah, comedy or whatever it is. It is enjoyable. Like you have a good time while you read it. You don't have to think about anything else. It's not deep usually. And they appeal to a certain audience, which is like younger women. And younger women, I think it's funny because I saw a YouTube video about this, about fan fiction. And the YouTuber said that young women are basically the ones who decide the entire culture. They decide what's trendy and what's not trendy. And it is true, like whatever they like, it's on screen. So people usually, because of sexism, they underestimate what younger women like and they make fun of fan fiction, for example. But like sometimes they're good. Like I've read fan fiction that were very well written. The stories were good. The characters were good. So I think that you shouldn't be judging them too much because it's like everything. Like there are bad things and good things about it. Like you cannot just judge a book by its cover. Yeah, it's like watching a bad rom-com. Like, it's just like, you know it's bad sometimes, but you just want to watch it because you just enjoy it. And then, on the other hand, of course, there are bad things. But I think the worst thing out of all is that they can influence younger audiences. Like I said, with After, and like I said, with another type of books that are, maybe they don't have a clear message. So they promote like this type of toxic relationship or another type of toxic behavior, and they don't really explain or they don't really say that it's not good to do this. And they're just like, yeah, I'm just here to have fun. But if the reader is not looking at it with an objective perspective, like it's not looking at it from a distance and he's saying, okay, I am reading this, I am enjoying this content, but it's not really good because it can be dangerous if I truly believe what this person is saying. I think some people can be influenced by it. I also think that there are people on the internet, as I've said before, like YouTubers and people who will rant and rant about the bad things about certain fanfiction and will say the bad things, and then people can be like, oh, okay, I get it. It's not as good as I thought it was. But I mean, it's just becoming more popular and more popular. They have a lot of movies, they have books. Like fanfiction is everywhere in this moment because it was used to be like something that not many people knew, only like teenage girls would know about and that would read about it. But now it's like mainstream. Now it's getting to TV shows and it's getting to movies. So yeah, it's something that the world needs to be prepared for. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I did, because yeah, I love this topic. I think it's very interesting and very relevant nowadays. So yeah, you know that you can follow us on our social media. We are Mush.fm on Facebook and on Instagram. If you want to listen to this podcast again, you know you can on Spotify or any of your favorite platforms. You can also comment and you can tell me all the fanfictions that you've read, or if you think that any of them are interesting or not interesting, or you want to rant about it, you can do whatever you want. And we will read all your comments. See you next time. Bye.